Now, Zero in Ottawa.
It's the Live 88.5 Startup. And if you go to live88.5.com, click on the Startup Engine icon there. You'll find a link to everybody that we talked to on the Startup and a list of everything that they've talked about in some instances. Paul Carrier from the Westboro LCBO has got a list of all kinds of stuff there. And so does Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. He does reviews, written reviews, are all there, live88.5.com. Click on the Startup Engine. And some audio auto reviews every couple of weeks, including this morning. Jim Bray on the line from Calgary this morning. You got a chance to check out the Porsche 911 Carrera 4. Tell us about that, Jim.
Well, this is kind of the last hurrah for a wonderful car, the 911 Carrera 4.
Oh, no.
The reason it's a last hurrah is because there's a brand new one that's coming out. Actually, it's already out. It just hasn't hit the reviewers out in the West yet. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I've been a 911 nut for, well, ever since the 911, I think.
Right.
And so this one, anyway, the 911, the 2012 Carrera 4, was really kind of my last kick at the can with an old friend. And as such, I really enjoyed it. It's kind of a lower-end 911, if there is such a thing. I mean, the only real upgrade on it, besides a few options, is that it's all-wheel drive. But it has the base engine, which is still 345 horsepower. See, I mean, you can't complain about that.
Wow.
It goes along quite nicely.
Yeah.
I was on a road trip to a city about 2 hours away over the weekend when I had it, and it was amazing how the dispatch that it got us there with. It was a lot of fun. And this one came in at 118.6, so it's still a serious chunk of change, but considering you can spend $200,000 or more on one of these cars, it's actually, I suppose, as close as you can get to having a bargain for a 911. But even there, they give you a few options. This one had platinum silver metallic paint. That was $800. The infotainment package of $3,440. The sports suspension, which you really have to have in a car like this, is another $2,400. And the Porsche PDK, I'm not going to try to pronounce the German name for their auto manual transmission, which is just a joy to use. It's another $4,600. So by the time all is said and done, the car that starts at 97.4 ended up, as I said, at 118.6. But, just a wonderful thing to drive, unless you want to try to put something in the back seat. We tried to take my daughter-in-law for a quick spin, and she got back there and said, "What is this?" and got right out again. So you need to have either small children, dwarfs, that kind of thing. But that's so you can fold down the seat backs. It makes a really nice place to, to throw your gym bag or whatever. But yeah, I'm kind of, it's the last hurrah for this one. I'm going to miss it because I really love driving this car. But on the other hand, I'm just trying to salivate, looking forward to the new one, which should be here in a couple of months.
And you've got another Porsche that you want to talk about in just a sec. Which one is that?
Oh, the 2012 Porsche Cayman R, and you might be surprised. You know what a Porsche nut I am. This is the first one that I have had that I didn't have to send my shirts out to the laundry to have the drool washed out of them.
All the cars Jim talks about are at live88.5.com. Click on the Startup Engine. More with Jim in just a moment. It's the Startup from Live88.5.
At 1 Degree in Ottawa.
And Live 88.5, don't forget Live 88.5 and Whiskey Bar bring you the Live Essentials long weekend. Let us know what you think is an alternative essential for this family day long weekend. You can go to Live 88.5.com. In order to do that, you can pick up a Southern Comfort acoustic guitar from Whiskey Bar. And Car Crasher, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. There's all kinds of auto reviews at Live 88.5.com. Click on the Startup Engine, and we've got him on the line this morning. Jim, tell us about this other Porsche that you tried out recently.
Well, the Porsche Cayman R. Now, the Cayman is it's basically a Boxster with a roof. Or you could also look at it as, I guess, the 911's little brother. Wonderful car, mid-engine, so the balance on it is just fantastic. It pretty well will go where you point it. You don't even have to point it. You just think about it, and it heads in that direction. But the R is kind of a racing version. I think they came up with the Cayman R. I initially thought it was for racing, and then I kind of thought maybe it was named on Talk Like a Pirate Day, but anyway, it doesn't really matter, I guess. The Cayman is a wonderful car to drive. The problem I had with this one was that it's a fantastic track car, but as a daily driver, for a middle-aged guy like me, it left a bit to be desired because it has these sports seats, these racing seats that are they're fantastic. Once you get in, they hold you in. They're just beautiful. You could probably drive without your seatbelt, and the seats wouldn't let you fall out of them. But getting in and out is just awful.
Really?
Yeah, the seat bottom itself is very, very low, but the sides are bolstered so high, it's almost like, you know, it brings new meaning to the term bucket seat because you're sitting in a bucket.
Are they comfortable?
That's sad. You know, they are comfortable once you're in. Yeah, they're very comfortable. They're very efficient. They're lightweight. I mean, the whole thing about this car is reducing weight. So what they've done is they've taken the door handles out, and they've replaced them with little straps that you pull on instead. Which seems to me kind of silly, but I guess if you're trying to lose weight. And on the other hand, they left the cup holders in, so I really don't understand that. But the car itself, the drive, I mean, you know, it doesn't have the active suspension, so it's in sport mode all the time. So if you're driving, I was driving up and down some of the city streets here with, you know, potholes and frost heaves and that, and boy, you want to make sure your bladder's empty before you get into this car.
What's the price tag on something like this, Jim?
It starts at $75,600, which for a Porsche is not bad.
Right.
And with the options in it, it came into only about $87,200. And yeah, the options in that, again, it included the PDK transmission, which for some reason is cheaper in the Cayman than it is in the 911. I guess they figure the Cayman people don't have as much money. Sport chrono package, you know, it didn't have a lot of the toys, but it had what you really need. And again, its focus is to take the weight off, make it as performance-oriented as possible so that when the racetrack opens up for the season, you want to go down there for the weekend boy racer stuff, it's there for it. And as that, it would be fantastic. But it's not one that I would personally buy because I would want to use it as a daily driver. Heck, they would probably never get me out of it.
Absolutely. Jim Bray, our live 88.5 Car Crasher. Thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you again soon. Everything that Jim talks about is at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. You'll find previous reviews there as well. It's 8:42 at Live 88.5.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.